The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Today, again, if you're just joining me, this is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder of End Time Headlines. We are going to be going over our top three trending stories of the week of the past 7 days here on End Time Headlines. Obviously, there's more than three stories, but we want to break these up in segments. We'll do three stories today, and we'll probably do three stories in the middle of the week. But today, I want to home in on three topics that we're going to discuss today. These are interesting topics that I believe you'll find intriguing. Again, you can find all these at our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We want to encourage you to go to the main website, bookmark it, subscribe to it, and you will get all these stories in your inbox. So today we're going to be homing in on DNA transformation, pole shift, and West Coast anomalies. You say, what in the world are you talking about? Well, hang on and we'll talk about it. So let's get to the first story here. This first story comes out of the New York Times. I thought this was very weird, to say the least, and very intriguing. Here's the headline. Again, this is from the New York Times. Again, we shared this on our main website. Man discovers his DNA has changed after a bone marrow transplant. According to this article, again, this is from the New York Times, 3 months after his bone marrow transplant, Chris Long from Nevada learned that the DNA in his blood had changed. It had all been, listen to this, you want to talk about a crazy story, it has all been replaced by the DNA of his donor. A German man he had exchanged just a handful of messages with. So again, here's the backdrop on this. A man from Reno, Nevada, his name was Chris Long, went in for a bone marrow transplant. I believe he had cancer or he had some type of disease. From reading this article, it is apparent that he had cancer, because at the end of this, he talks about going into remission. But he had a bone marrow transplant, and the donor, which was a man from Germany, he was a German, he ended up finding out after some blood work and some tests that he ran that this man who had the bone marrow transplant, his DNA began to actually alter and it began to conform to his donor. Listen to this. He'd been encouraged to test his blood by a colleague at the sheriff's office where he worked. So he worked at the sheriff's office there in Reno, Nevada. She had a inkling that this could happen. Again, apparently his co-workers said that she had a hunch that this could very well happen. It's the goal of the procedure after all. Now listen to this. Weak blood is replaced by healthy blood, and with it, the DNA it contains. Now some of y'all on podcasts or YouTube or Facebook or wherever you're watching this, maybe you knew about this. But to me, this is just weird, and frankly, it's kind of terrifying, to be honest with you. Listen to this. But 4 years later, after this life-saving procedure had taken place, it was not only Mr. Long's blood that was affected, but swabs of his lips and cheeks contained his DNA, but also contained DNA of the donor that gave him the bone marrow transplant. All of the DNA, listen to this, quote, all the DNA in his semen belonged to his donor. So they took a semen sample of Chris Long, and when they tested the DNA of his semen, it matched that of this man from Germany that gave him the bone marrow transplant. Is that not phenomenal? Listen to this, quote, I thought that it was pretty incredible that I can disappear and someone else can appear. Mr. Long had become what's called a Shimra. This is the technical term for the rare individual with two sets of DNA. Apparently, this has happened before and it's a rarity. The word takes its name from a... Now, listen, I thought this was interesting. This word, Chimera, denotes a fire-breathing creature in Greek mythology composed of a lion, a goat, and serpent parts. So it's a collaboration or a culmination of different creatures mingled together. Now, is this not what's happening? And in case you're wondering why we're talking about this, look at all the DNA sequencing they're doing right now. Look at the hybrids they're creating right now. Look, they're taking monkeys and they're taking another animal and they're taking people and they're taking animals and they're taking all these different species and different animals, and they are splicing their DNA, splicing their genetic code, and they're creating hybrids. They're creating this exactly. One of our viewers said here on Facebook, as it was in the days of Noah. Somebody say, wait a minute, where's that in the days of Noah? Well, if you go to Genesis chapter 11, Genesis chapter 6, I'm sorry. It talks about the angels that fell, that the angels that went into rebellion, they began to have sexual relations with the daughters of men. And as a result, they produced a lineage on the earth called the Nephilim, or the giants. And they were hybrids. They were half human and they were half angelic beings. And God did not look well upon this. In fact, your Bible uses these words and connotations as an evil, or it grieved him to see this happening. And this was one of the reasons why he was so grieved that he repented of creating mankind. And he told Noah, take your family, put them in the ark, shut the door. I'm about to wipe out the earth and start over. Let me go on with this. Tens of thousands of people get bone marrow transplants every year for blood cancers and other blood diseases, including leukemia, lymphoma, and sickle cell anemia. However, Mr. Long's case, again, according to the New York Times, Mr. Long's case, which was presented at an international forensic science conference back in September, has now captured the interest of DNA analysts far beyond Nevada. So here comes all these scientists who dream and has these aspirations of creating these hybrids and doing these things. Well, they're, of course, they've heard of the news and they're flocking from the woodwork coming out to see this. I'm going to skip over something. Again, you can go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can read the whole. There's an excerpt there. There's a link there. It takes you to this. The whole story is there. You can read the whole thing. But I want to read just a little bit on this. At the time, Long said, quote, I didn't even know if I would live. 4 years later, with Mr. Long in remission and back at work, Mrs. Romero's experiment persisted, aided by her crime lab colleagues. Listen to this. Within 4 months of the procedure, Mr. Long's, and we're just kind of recapping here, 4 months within 4 months of the procedure, Mr. Long's blood had been replaced by his donor's blood. Now, if you don't think that's terrifying, go to the book of Genesis. What does it say about the blood? The life of the flesh is in the what? The blood. The most unexpected part was that 4 years after the procedure, the DNA in his semen had been entirely replaced by the donors. Now, I want to talk about this for a second. In 2006, a 63-year-old man with a very limited artistic ability underwent a heart transplant. And following the operation, and this is just one of many stories, the man was amazed to find that his artistic ability had dramatically increased. Even nurses at the hospital were astonished with his new talent. It was only after the man found out who the organ donor was that his remarkable ability began to even make sense of it all. Listen, the organ donor was a keen artist. So, let me just talk about this for a second. In other words, Here's a man who had to have a heart transplant. They remove his bad heart and replace it with a donor's heart, and they bring him back to life. They restart the heart. The man's living. He's breathing. He has a pulse. He has a heartbeat. Blood's flowing through this other man's heart or this other individual's heart. And then as time progressed, the man who received the heart began to take on attributes, characteristics, desires of that were not native or normal to his personality, to his nature, to his DNA, to his character. And it was only when he apparently interviewed or did his research on the donor that he discovered that the characteristics that he was now developing or he had interest in was those that the donor possessed. Now, how is this possible? Well, according to research, it's called cellular, as C-E-L-L-U-L-A-R, cellular memory, is the idea that memories and personality traits can be stored in any individual's cells. Listen to me. Cells or in other organs, not just in the brain. I want to say that one more time. Cellular memory, meaning the memories and personality traits of an individual, can be stored or locked in any individual's cells. Now think about how many cells you have in your body or any other organs, kidneys, heart, liver, whatever, you know, lungs, not just in the brain. We think of memory, we immediately attribute to the brain in our head. But no, our organs have memories. Listen to this. According to research, the case of the 63-year-old man was not the only one of his kind. In fact, Claire Sylvia, who wrote a book about her experiences, published research quoting that one study followed 10 organ transplant recipients and found that there were 2 to 5 parallels with the donor's history per transplant recipient. And I remember watching this documentary one time, and this was profound when I watched this, but same situation. Somebody had a heart transplant. This woman received a heart because her heart was bad. She had to get a heart transplant. And all of us, and after the procedure, she began to experience these nightmares. I mean, I'm talking like week after week after week. It was reoccurring nightmares where she would wake up in sweats, wake up in anxiety, and she was having the same reoccurring dreams. And in the dream, listen to this, in the dream, she would continually see herself. She was looking through the lens of the camera in her dream, and she was involved in a car accident. Every time the dream was her being in a car accident, the car would wreck, there was broken glass, there was debris, she was getting flung out of the vehicle, and she would kept having this dream over a dream, and she couldn't understand why she kept having this reoccurring dream. So that set her out on her research, and what she discovered was, and it took a while for her to get this information, but what she discovered was that the donor that gave her the heart, listen to this, was a man who was involved in a tragic car accident, which ended his life, and thus she received, come on, the heart from the individual who was involved in the car accident. So Is this not profound? This may not do nothing for you, but this is profound to me, because the heart actually, through what's called cellular memory, the cells of the body took a snapshot of a tragic accident in which took the man or the donor's life, and it was forever stained, and not only in the cells of the body, but in the organ in which the recipient received. Thus, what was happening is now that it was plugged into her blood and her DNA flowing through this, it was recalling what this man experienced. Now, I want you to chew on that for a minute. What in the world could happen? Now, we think about this from a medical standpoint, but what could be the repercussions if this got into the wrong hands and they begin to perform experiments using this type of understanding? I want you to leave tonight, leave this podcast, leave this YouTube message or this Facebook broadcast and think about that. How profound is that? All right. Now, we got two other stories we want to cover tonight. So let's move to our second one. According to a new report, and this is just one of many, Earth's magnetic North Pole is continuing to shift. In fact, earlier this year, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's the NOAA, and the BGS, or the British Geological Survey, were forced, let me say that again, they were forced to update the world magnetic model a year ahead of schedule due to the incredible speed in which the magnetic North Pole is shifting out of the Canadian Arctic and towards Russia's Siberia. Now think about that. The magnetic North Pole is shifting at such an unprecedented rate that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and British Geological Survey has been forced. They have no choice. But they were forced to update the world magnetic model a year ahead of time. So, in other words, they anticipate it to move. It's going to move. But it's moving at such a rapid pace that it's 12 months ahead of schedule. And it's forcing them to make changes quickly. In fact, according to sources, it's continuing its push towards Siberia. A press statement said, quote, the WMM 2020 forecast that the northern magnetic pole will continue drifting towards Russia, although at a slowly decreasing speed down to about 40 kilometers per year compared to the average speed of 55 kilometers over the past 20 years, the U.S. agency said in a press statement. Then it goes on to say that, quote, compilers also confirmed that the Earth's magnetic field is continuing to weaken at a rate of about 5% every 100 years. So isn't it interesting that everything seems like it's going into the extreme? It's going into hyperdrive. It's going into acceleration. Now, where did I read this? Oh, yes, that's right. In Luke 21. Jesus told his disciples that when you begin to see earthquakes in diverse places, you begin to see wars and famines and disasters, and you see pestilences, and you see all these things happening. He said, the end is not yet. Be not troubled. He said, but these shall be as birth pangs upon a woman. And you've heard me say this over and over again. The closer we get to the revealing of the Messiah, which is which I believe is a representation of the birthing, the closer we get to the birth, the more intense the birth pangs are going to get, and the more they're going to happen in sequence, closer together. So again, everything, the magnetic field is weakening, the magnetic North Pole is accelerating, extreme weather is intensifying. We're breaking records of cold weather, breaking weather records of heat waves. We're breaking records of snowfall. We're breaking records of rainfall. We're breaking tornadic records. We're breaking hurricane records. We're breaking records on this. There was a report that came out. We just posted this last night on our main website on End Time Headlines that five of some of the deadliest diseases that was once thought to be eradicated are now resurfacing again after years and years and years. They're all coming to surface again. Again, what is happening? Everything, it's like the snowball effect. You take a snowball and you roll it up, and you know, it's like a ball that rolls downhill, and as it picks up momentum and it picks up speed, it intensifies, it grows in magnitude, grows in acceleration, intensifies in speed. Guys, this thing is accelerating. The closer we get to the coming of the Lord, I expect this thing to pick up pace and continue to go downhill quicker and quicker and quicker. So, now listen to this. This is in the article. Quote, with the North Pole passing the Greenwich Meridian and continuing its race east, humanity is entering, and I quote this again from the source here, of you can find the sources on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And this is what this man who's an expert in this said. With the pole passing the Greenwich Meridian and continuing its race east, and this is what he said, humanity is entering the unknown. Well, he said we're entering the unknown, but guys, read the word of God and you know where we're headed. It's not the unknown for us, the sons of God, those that are in Christ. We are not heading into the unknown. We are heading into the known. If you know the word, you know the book, you know the end, and you know how it's going to end. Come on. You're not to be caught off guard that these things catch you unaware, but you're to be alert, be sober, and be vigilant. Now let me get to our third and final story. This one comes. This is a collaboration of news stories that Michael Snyder put together on his website. Again, you can find this at economiccollapse.com, the Economics Collapse blog. You can find this on the Most Important News. Michael Snyder is a regular that we share a lot of his information. He does a very good job of pulling different sources and compiling them together. It's almost like a court case. So I kind of want to dovetail off of some of the research that he did here, but let me just give you the title of this article that he posted. Strange things are happening in the waters along the West Coast. And the fish are starting to disappear. Not only the fish, but many other animals, including the birds over on in the West Coast. It's, quote, something is causing the waters just off the West Coast to heat up dramatically. Fish are dying off in staggering numbers. Birds that feed on these fish are now dying off rapidly as well. And scientists have discovered recently 15,000 holes in the ocean floor off the coast of California. And scientists are baffled and have no clue for certain of why these things are happening. I mean, you remember reading over there in Luke 21? It says, and there will be distress of nations with perplexity. That word perplexity stems from its confusion, madness, chaos. There's just uncertainty, unexplained mysteries. I don't want to get into that. We may talk about that on another segment at the end of this week. But the trumpet sounds are happening again. They've continued. I think it was in 2011. Those things have been going on. The mystery trumpet sounds and weird sounds up and coming out of the sky. That's been going on since 2011. For 8 years now, that's been going on. And it's just been all over the world. And it kind of died off. And then they begin to resurface again. And there's many theories on that. We may talk about that at the end of this week or sometimes this week. Officials have taken the unprecedented step of shutting down the federal cod fishery in Alaska for the year because of the lack of fish. Guys, this is unheard of. This doesn't happen. Let me say that again. Officials have taken the unprecedented step of shutting down the federal cod fishery in Alaska because of the lack of fish, because they're all dying. Some officials are blaming the marine heat wave, again, that can't be explained, that has been happening in the waters along the West Coast. In fact, one local affiliate, KING5 News, said a, quote, a massive warmer than normal pool of water that's formed in the Pacific Ocean off the Washington coast and up in the Gulf of Alaska may already be wreaking havoc with our weather. Scientists are telling us that, quote, water temperatures are as much as 6 degrees Fahrenheit above normal, and if such conditions continue, we could see millions upon millions of fish die. So as if Fukushima wasn't enough to worry about the killing off ocean life, now if the temperatures continue to rise in the Pacific, we could see millions upon millions of fish die. Now, it's a chain reaction. Let me explain why. Fish are dying off at an absolutely staggering rate. Why? Because if there's no fish, the birds have these, some of these birds, like the herring and different ones, they have nothing to eat. And as a result, starvation has come. There are so few cod off the coast of Alaska right now that officials felt that it was necessary to shut down the federal cod fishery for the entire year. Let me give you a quote. Quote, in an unprecedented response to historically low numbers of Pacific cod, the federal cod fishery in the Gulf of Alaska is closing for the 2020 season. It's a decision that came as little surprise, but it's the first time the fishery has ever closed due to concerns of low stock. And officials are saying that there is next to no new eggs. In other words, this may not be just a one-year experience. If there's no new eggs, then that means that there's no new generation of cod for the next year in 2021. So this, again, we could see a direct effect on food supply. Now let's talk about this. The birds that feed on these fish are dying off in large numbers because of a severe lack of fish. They're literally dropping dead. Again, this is what Michael Snyder put in here. Quote, they're literally dropping dead from starvation. And at this point, there isn't much the officials can do about it. And he quotes from a source here that in November of 2019, thousands of short-tailed shearwater birds migrating from Alaska were washing up dead on Sydney's iconic beaches, and the bird deaths had nothing to do with the massive wildfires in the area. Thousands more short-tailed shearwaters were dying out at sea, and what was confirmation of the incredible fish shortages in the Pacific Ocean. Quote, the corpses have been spotted at several shorelines, including Bondi, Manly, and Cronulla. The birds were migrating back to southern Australia to breed after spending the summer in Alaska, but according to experts, a high number than usual are dying on the way due to lack of food. The birds need to be at full strength to make the 14,000 kilometer trip over the Pacific, but the krill and other fish they feed on have apparently dwindled due to sea temperatures rising. Now, let's get to California. Scientists are telling us that they have found 15,000 holes in the ocean waters off the California coast. Quote, thousands of strange round holes scooped out of the ocean floor have been uncovered along the coast of California. Some measures nearly 600 feet across. But scientists are unsure how they even formed. As many as 15,000 of these holes have been found during an underwater survey by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. Quote, I was quite alarmed when I read that. Even more alarming is the fact that scientists are telling us that the cause of all these holes, here it is, remains a mystery. And let me give you their quote. Quote, the cause and persistence of the pock marks is what they're calling these, still remains a mystery, but we find no evidence that they were created from gas or fluid in the seafloor in the recent past. The micro depressions are recently formed erosional features. They are not incipient pock marks. Overall, a lot more work needs to be done to understand how all these features were formed, and this work is in progress. So again, strange anomalies happening off the West Coast. Now this doesn't even get into the fact that how many earthquakes have they had now? July 4th, the Ridgecrest, what we would call a very large earthquake struck, and then following it came thousands, literally, of aftershocks. And then they've discovered volcanoes that's been there, that's been dormant, but they're concerned about that. But they discovered a fault line that was hidden, and this is what the Ridgecrest earthquake hit on. It wasn't a San Andreas, it wasn't the Cascadian fault. So you got all these things going on the West Coast. So again, If you're just joining us, we just went up. You need to go back and watch this. Go back and listen to this on Facebook Live. If you're watching on Facebook Live, go back and watch the beginning of this. DNA transformation, pole shifting, West Coast anomalies. Again, this was our topic today. I hope that you've enjoyed this quick broadcast. And guys, I don't want to leave this. Let me do this real quick, and then I'm going to pray with you guys. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find our main website. That's where you can subscribe to our push notifications. When we have breaking news alerts, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get an inbox every day that's going to get you all the news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll be able to keep up with what's going on in our ministry. If you've not subscribed to that, please, I encourage you to do that. If you're watching my YouTube podcast, if you'll hang on just a few minutes after this broadcast, you'll get more information on how to do that. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, we like to inform you. That's what we did today, is inform you. But we also like to encourage you and equip you as well. Tomorrow we're going to be back on here, and we're going to have an equipping message. There was a message that I got in my devotional, and I want to share that with you on Tuesday, and then we'll be back on here on either Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll have probably another top three, in which we'll go over three more stories that are trending. And then at the end of the week, we will continue our series that we've started on revival and awakenings. And we'll talk about another individual who was key on starting the first great awakening, because we're going to move from the first great awakening, the second great awakening. We're going to talk about revival. So it's going to be a long series, so you don't want to miss that. So again, we appreciate you taking the time to come out to listen to these podcasts, listen to these messages on YouTube and on Facebook. We thank you for your partnership. We thank you for your support. And we thank you for doing this week after week and coming on here. So listen, I want to pray with you guys. Maybe you're watching this broadcast today. Maybe you're listening to this broadcast today, and you've never made a commitment to the Lord. You've never repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to come in your heart. I want you to do something with me. And it's simple. I want you to put your hand right here on your heart. And I know you guys on podcast can't see me doing this, but I have my hand placed on my heart. And I want you to pray this after with me. And if you'll repeat this after me and you believe this in your heart, I believe God will honor this. I want you to pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross. I thank you that you died, you were buried, and you rose again. I thank you that you're seated at the right hand of the Father. I thank you that with you there is forgiveness. I thank you that with you there is eternal life. If I put my trust in you, then my name will be put in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that when my time is up on this side of heaven, I can go and be with you. Right now, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask that you'd forgive me. I ask that you'd cleanse me. I ask that you'd wash me. I ask that you take out of me everything the devil has tried to put in me, and put in me everything you intended for me to have. Fill me with your spirit. Cover me with your love. Lead me to a Bible-believing church. Lead me to a group of people that will encourage me, strengthen me, love me, and share with me the truth. And I thank you today, Jesus, that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I put my faith in you. I put my trust in you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Guys, listen, if you truly prayed that from your heart and you believed it, the Bible says if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, and if you'll testify that, then you are saved. Amen. So we want to welcome you to the family. If anybody's listening by podcast and you made that decision, God bless you again. We want to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, endtimeheadlines.org. If you'll go there, you're going to see a place where you can contact us. You guys on Facebook, just message us. If you would like to do that, YouTube, the same for you guys on YouTube as well. So we love you guys. God bless you again. Thank you for coming on the broadcast. And however way you heard this or listened to this message today. And we will see you guys tomorrow. God bless.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.